Next case, please.
The next application is 11869 AutoZone Northeast LLC, care of Curtis Sigler, seeks a variance from the combined corridor overlay zone buffer, section 115-194E3 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 0.21 mile south of Savannah Road. The 911 address is 17649 Coastal Highway, Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcels 4.01. Specifically, they're requesting a 15-foot variance, received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
That's Brian Conlon. I'm applying in engineering. My address is 30 South 17th Street, Philadelphia, PA.
Would you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here tonight on behalf of AutoZone. I'm the civil engineer with Langen Engineering, and we're proposing an approximately 6,800 square foot AutoZone building on Coastal Highway US 1. We're here tonight to ask for relief from section 115-194 of the ordinance, and that's to permit parking within the front yard buffer. The criteria for our variance that we're requesting, the uniqueness of the property, the narrow property depth that does not allow for the proposed building construction and placement of the two rows of parking along the front of the site, which are required to meet the minimum parking requirements for the building. The proposed parking configuration is consistent with the adjacent properties and will provide the additional buffer area from the right-of-way line than the adjacent properties, both to the north and south, and actually to the east and west. Basically, we're consistent with the sites directly to our east, to the west, to the rear, and across the coastal highway as well. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. The minimum parking requirement cannot be met without placing the parking in the front landscaping buffer. The parking cannot be relocated to the side due to the conflicts with loading trash removal operations. And due to the 60-foot building setback requirement, we looked at relocating the building, and it's not possible to reconfigure the building due to the setback requirement for the building. And to also meet the minimum parking requirements of the combined highway corridor overlay zone. Not created by the applicant, the uniqueness of the existing lot, both dimensions and the configuration, has significantly constrained the redevelopment potential for the site and is the root of our hardship. To the greatest extent practicable, the development has tried to limit the requested variances, and where variances have proven unavoidable, the project is proposing measures to mitigate the impacts to neighbors and the district as a whole. And again, in some of the proposed mitigation specifically, we are proposing to enhance our buffer that we are providing along the frontage of the site. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, a majority of the adjacent properties to the north and south and east and west include parking located within 20 feet of the right-of-way line, similar to our proposal. The proposed site plan fits with the character of the adjacent development along the highway, and we don't think it will be detrimental to the public welfare. The right-of-way line also along the front of the site is approximately 25 foot back from the curb now, and approximately 17 back from an existing sidewalk that's there. So we do have a buffer that's proposed while in the right-of-way. There is significant landscaping, as you can see from the aerial, or a significant buffer. And finally, the minimum variance, we're requesting that the landscape buffer associated with the combined highway corridor overlay zone district be reduced to 5 feet to allow for construction of the new parking spaces along the front of the site, allowing us to meet our parking requirements. To minimize, again, the aesthetic impacts of this reduced buffer, we are proposing to provide enhanced landscaping along the frontage where we are providing the buffer. And one point of note, I know the plan, I believe you see, we're asking for 5 feet. We did enhance that. We only need relief, not for 5 feet, but 7.4 feet is the dimension that we're requesting the relief from the right-of-way line to the curb. So it's a little, still we need the relief from the 20 feet, but we did a little bit better than the 5 feet we initially asked for relief on. And with that,
okay.
Any questions, certainly, I can hopefully address.
Alrighty, I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills.
What, by comparison of other AutoZone stores, is this a large store, medium, small?
Of the current ones, they have two protos. This is slightly smaller than the other proto. It's right a little bit closer to 7,000 square feet, where we're at 6,800. And it's just, it's not much, 2,000 square feet, but this is their smaller proto. And one thing I do want to add also, AutoZone, their model, they typically like 30 to 40 parking spaces. So we think, this is less than they typically would ask for. But again, given the site constraints, they really like the site, obviously.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
My question was answered.
Okay.
Mr. Brown was too.
All right. Sure.
If this property was not, when you look at the survey, it's angled towards Route 1. If it weren't angled, would you have otherwise been able to fit those spaces on there, do you think?
I can't say for sure, but just doing it in my head, I think we might have more room on the side, but again, we have the loading operation over there. And typically, while I think we might get a few more, having people park there and then crossing over the loading in the trash area is not ideal, but it's possible. I don't know the exact answer. But if you a parallelogram? If you straighten that out.
It just looked like there was some kind of odd space that probably wasn't being used in the building envelope due to the shape. So I wasn't sure if that was part of the issue run into.
I think that is part of it. I think it would be better if it was a square or a rectangle, I think. Just looking at the site and me putting my civil engineer hat on and my design hat. And we do have, just a note, in that back corner, if you see, we have a propane tank that we need, so that's taking up some of the space. And while not shown on the site plan, we are proposing a new well in the back corner as well for the water.
All right, I have no further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's a uniqueness in the property, being it is a parallelogram, and certainly throws things out of kilter. I think otherwise there would be space for to accommodate the request. So therefore, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think it alters the essential character of the property. The applicant didn't lay out the property, and they have used their smaller footprint of a store to try to accommodate the lot. And so therefore, I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,869.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,869. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,869 is approved.
Thank you. Good night.
You too, sir.